morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the 9 commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those 9 firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sell. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says work continues on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement while impeachment proceedings move forward in the House of Representatives. Still, a fear persists outside of Washington, D.C. that the USMCA may not reach the finish line because of the full schedule in Washington. Speaking to reporters earlier this week, Pelosi reaffirmed that House Democrats are working towards a solution, saying we hope to be on a path to yes. Pelosi says Democrats are still waiting on assurances about enforceability. Those in Washington, both Democrats and Republicans, remain optimistic House Democrats can reach an agreement with the Trump administration to pass USMCA. The Trump administration threatened that when the impeachment inquiry was announced, that House Democrats destroyed any chances of legislative progress. Mexico's president recently pledged to sign a letter to U.S. lawmakers urging passage of the agreement. Mexico ratified USMCA this summer, and Canada is expected to do so following its federal elections later this year. In other news, 2 farm state senators are promoting legislation that seeks to curb farmer suicides. Announced last month, the Seeding Rural Resilience Act would offer ways to help farmers in rural America deal with stress. The bill was formally introduced this week by Senator John Tester, a Democrat from Montana, and Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley and Tester say the legislation is receiving praise from the farm and mental health organizations. Tester says the legislation puts us on track towards giving farmers the resources that they need to cope with stress in a tough economy. Federal data shows the suicide rate is 45% higher in rural America than in urban areas. The bill would provide Department of Agriculture employees voluntary stress management training and for a partnership with the Department of Health to create a $3 million public awareness campaign and create a path to identify the best practices for responding to farm and ranch stress. Finally, today, the National Corn Growers Association just announced new research grants to help manage and solve aflatoxin issues. The grants are part of a long-term initiative by the organization to help farmers eliminate aflatoxin. The Aflatoxin Mitigation Center of Excellence Research Program will again offer grants to researchers for projects focused on solving aflatoxin issues. The grants, which will be awarded to researchers focusing on 6 priority areas, were designed by Southern Corn Checkoff Boards to bring a unified approach to funding research projects across the region, and will favor research teams that include members from multiple states. NCGA Corn Productivity and Quality Action Team Chair Charles Ring, a corn grower in Texas, says working together we can improve the tools available for aflatoxin control and get real results that farmers can see in their fields. Letters of intent from researchers and collaborators not exceeding the $75,000 per year limit will be accepted until October 25th.
You got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.